The United Nations Educational and Scientific Organization has withdrawn its support for events Iran is organizing to mark World Philosophy Day later this month. Western diplomats say a 2008 agreement for Iran to host this year's events became extremely controversial, given Tehran's record of repression and censorship following last year's disputed presidential election. We talked about the situation with Joe Stork of Human Rights Watch.
Human rights was not in good shape in Iran even going up to that election, but the situation intensified quite a bit in the aftermath of the election. You had a lot of suppression of peaceful demonstrations. You had several dozen people killed, either in the streets or in some cases in custody. You had widespread torture. You had show trials going on. Numerous publications, electronic and otherwise, closed down. So there's quite a bit of, what should I say, kind of human rights spirit in amongst many people in Iran, but the government has done all it can to sort of make it a bit of a graveyard.
Has that situation improved at all?
I can't think of any area where it's improved, no.
What about the people living there? Is UNESCO pulling out and diplomats and rights groups speaking up about this going to do anything for them?
Well, I think it's probably a good thing that this is not going ahead as planned. Look, there are many bodies of the UN that the Iranian government should be dealing with. It shouldn't just be hosting kind of fests and festivities. There should be some kind of a quid pro quo, I would think. For instance, Iran has said in a very general way it welcomes all of the sort of human rights special mechanisms like the Special Rapporteur on Torture, for instance. But in fact, it's been many, many years since it's actually responded to any of the requests of those mechanisms to visit Iran. So if Iran were sort of dealing in a forthright and honest way with bodies like that, then I would think there's a case to be made for an event like this, World Philosophy Day, taking place in Iran. But in the absence of that kind of even basic dialogue, I'm not sure it's a one-way street.
Joe Stork, Deputy Director for the Middle East Division of Human Rights Watch in Washington. Paris-based festivities marking World Philosophy Day, designed to promote philosophic dialogues and exchanges, are expected to go ahead as scheduled on November 18th. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.